ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 12. Tasma aham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana granami यतामनीशम् नीचः अजया गुणविसर्गम् अनुप्रविष्टः पूयेत येन हि पुमा अनुवर्तिनेन। तस्मादघं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य तस्मादघं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् नीचो जया गुण विसर्गमनुप्रविष्टः नीचो जया गुण विसर्गमनुप्रविष्टः पूयेत येन हि पुमाननुवर्तिनेन पूयेत येन हि पुमाननुवर्तितेन। तस्मादघं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् नीचो जया गुण विसर्गमनुप्रविष्टः पूयेत येन हि पुमाननुवर्णितेन। तस्मादघं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् नीचो जया गुण विसर्गमनुप्रविष्टः पूयेत येन हि पुमाननुवर्णितेन। तस्मादघं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि यथा मनीषम् नीचो जया गुण विसर्गमनुप्रविष्टः
మాతాజీస్, వాట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్? తస్మాత్ దేర్ఫోర్ అహం ఐ వికత వికల్ వికత విక్లవః హావింగ్ గివెన్ అప్ కంటెంప్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అన్ఫిట్ ఈశ్వరశ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఆత్మనా ఇన్ ఫుల్ సరెండర్ మహీ గ్లోరీ గ్రణామి ఐ షల్ చాంట్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్ యథామనీషం అకార్డింగ్ టు మై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ నీచః ఆల్దో లో బార్న్ మై ఫాదర్ బీయింగ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డీమన్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ అజయా బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ గుణ విసర్గం ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ వెరిన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ టేక్స్ బర్త్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద కంటామినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ అనుప్రవిష్ట ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు పూయేత మే బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్ యేన బై విచ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హీ ఇండీడ్ పుమాన్ ఎ పర్సన్ అనువర్ణితేన బీయింగ్ చాంటెడ్ ఆర్ రిసైటెడ్ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears Lord's glories. Please repeat responsibly. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Purport by His Divine Grace. It is clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, God is great, I am very small, therefore my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 1855, Bhaktyamam api janati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah tato mam tattato jnatva visate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగాయతే గిరిం யத்கிருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம். வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபா சிந்துப்யஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி ப்ரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ ஶூன்யவாதி பாஸ்தாச்ய தேச தாரிணே. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதாராஸ் விஹாரிஜிக்கு, சீதாராம் லக்ஷ்மண் அனுமன்கி, சுஷிகோர்ண தாய்க்கு, இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஹவ் லார்ட் நிருசிங்கதேவ் கில்ட் ஹிரண்யகசிபு வித் கிரேட் ஆங்கர் பிகாஸ் ஹி வாஸ் வெரி வெரி அஃபென்சிவ் டு ஹிஸ் சன் ஏ கிரேட் டிவோட்டி ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். சோ ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்லேயிங் லார்ட் வாஸ் ஸ்டில் ஆங்கிரி அண்ட் so many great personalities headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, so many of them, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Gandharvas, they all offered prayers for Supreme Lord Narasimhadev. But his anger has never reduced. Still he was angry. You can understand how much angry he could have been when he killed Hiranyakashipu. So the demigods headed by Lord Brahma requested, maybe when Lakshmiji goes and offers some prayers, go close to Supreme Lord, maybe his anger may reduce. But Lakshmi said, no, I have never seen him this angry. She didn't think that by her going closer, the Lord's anger is going to reduce. Finally, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad, because the Lord became angry because Prahlad was offended, tortured. So they thought that, okay, generally a small child, even if one is very angry, if a child is doing a mischievous act, you don't get really angry. You are not supposed to, at least. So Prahlad, young boy, Brahma said, you please go and offer prayers. So Prahlad offered his dandavat and touch the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord actually raised him and blessed him by keeping his hand on his head, lotus hand on his head, blessed him. So the Supreme Lord's hand described in Srimad Bhagavatam that gives you fearlessness. Ma suchaha, the Lord says, ma, don't worry. He says, don't worry. So the hand, the mercy from the Lord's hand can remove all kinds of fear. You don't have to be fearful of anything actually. Brings fearlessness in the person. So by the touch of the Supreme Lord, Prahlad was completely purified. Whatever not purified also is completely, his consciousness was completely purified. He was already pure. He was already in Krishna consciousness, always remembering the Supreme Lord. But additional to that, by touch of the Supreme Lord, he was completely purified in consciousness. And Prahlad offers several prayers, and in this prayer today that we are discussing, Prahlad Maharaj talks about his low family birth. he was born in the family of demons, daityas, demons. In his family, everybody works against the law of nature. Don't accept the law of nature. Don't accept the supreme personality of God. Asuras. Asuras, they accept the authority of the Supreme Lord. Asura, they don't accept. So, according to the law of nature, one takes in a particular situation depending upon his previous activities. Karmana daiva netrena jantur devopapattaye. The living entity takes a particular kind of birth depending upon what karma that he has done in the past life. And under the supervision of the demigods, daiva netrena, a particular living entity is given a particular type of body. Okay, you go and take this body, you go and take that body, you go and take this body, depending upon the karma and the supervision of the demigods. Certainly, somebody who has got aristocratic birth, good intelligence, educated, richness, wealth, different kinds of expertise, beautiful, strong, so different kind of qualities and expertises are based upon his previous good deeds. It's not that you didn't do anything and you got something good in this life. No, it doesn't work like that. Or somebody is dull-headed, somebody is not looking so good-looking, somebody is born in a very poor family, no money, poverty, these are all signs of some bad deeds in the previous life. Nothing is accident. Nothing is by chance. Well, by chance I got to become this. No, you don't become anything by chance. Everything is by the stringent law of material nature. So generally, those who are born with certain good qualifications, one should know that yes, he has done some good deeds in the previous life. Yes. So, whether that qualifications are qualifications for devotional service or not is another thing altogether. What is the qualification to become a devotee? So when somebody wants to join Hare Krishna temple, suppose you want to join a college, engineering college, list of things you'll have to fulfill, you know. You can't just walk in and say that, you know, spontaneously I want to do engineering. You know? Nobody will allow you. Okay, you have done this quality, 1, 2, 3, yes, you got everything, okay, then admission. Do we have a list of qualifications to join Hare Krishna temple? Qualified, this one, that one. Strictly speaking, there is nothing. Only the sincere desire, wanting to follow the regulations. Okay, obviously there are certain things you have to do. You can't just do anything that you want and be here. But then, the material qualifications, material and spiritual, wanting to do, willing to do certain things, that is not just a material qualification. You should be this much money, you should have this much qualification, you should have this much. The activities are on the spiritual platform. You can't prescribe the material qualification for spiritual activity. For material activity, material qualification is required. For spiritual activity, you need spiritual qualification, not material qualification. So, in devotional service, one, when starts the process of devotional service, certainly there are rules and regulations. The material qualification may not be there, but you have to do this, okay, you want to become a devotee, you'll have to get up early morning, before 4 o'clock and take bath and come to the temple. Part of the program. You can't say that. You say there is no qualification. Not just I can do anything I want. No. Still you have to do certain things. Sadhana. Rules and regulation. Because somebody is so much entangled in the material world and he has to be brought to the platform of completely free from entanglement and qualify him to go back home back to Godhead. There is a process. Whole thing from 100% entanglement to 0% entanglement. Something has to be done. சாதன பக்தி, ரூல்ஸ் அண்ட் ரெகுலேஷன், ஓகே டூ திஸ் 1 2 3 ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் யூ டூ, தென் ஸ்லோலி 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 ஒன் கெட்ஸ் இஸ் என்டாங்கிள்மெண்ட் லெசர் அண்ட் லெசர் அண்ட் லெசர் அண்ட் லெசர் லெசர் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் சப்போஸ் லீட் டுவர்ட் ஜீரோ என்டாங்கிள்மெண்ட். சோ தீஸ் ரூல்ஸ் அண்ட் ரெகுலேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன் சோ தட் சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி ஒன் கேன் பியூரிஃபை இஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். The whole program is to purify the consciousness. Consciousness is contaminated, that is why we are in this material world. If consciousness is completely purified, you can get qualified to go back home, back to God. So the whole program of devotional service is to give an opportunity for the conditioned soul who is suffering in the material world to purify his consciousness slowly so that he becomes completely pure in his consciousness. So for this, rules are there, niyamas. Rules are to be followed. If one doesn't follow the rules, then there is less chances of him getting purified. Practically no chance, especially for a conditioned soul. Whereas, if a person is already purified in his consciousness, 100% pure in consciousness, for him, the so-called rules and regulations of the sadhana bhakti doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. It's not necessary for him. On the other hand, somebody who is in the sadhana stage, he may not recognize that. Who will recognize that? A person who is in the sadhana stage, he is saying, niyama, why I have to do this niyama, niyama agraha. When somebody is too much attached to the niyamas, without understanding the higher principles of Krishna consciousness, he is called niyamagrahi. He just wants to do the rules, that's all. What is the goal of that rules, if one doesn't know, then he may commit some mistakes. A pure devotee, even though he may be highly qualified, even though he may not need to follow the rules, but he, out of his humility, adheres to all those rules. It is not simply because you see a person following it, he is all no sadhana, sadhaka. He may be following the sadhana, but then he may be very pure also. On the other hand, he applies the rules more strictly to himself than others. That is a sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes such devotees might have born in a low family. And even after being born in a low family, when they have purified their consciousness and they are situated in Krishna consciousness, Visuddha Sattva, pure goodness, they may be situated in that state, but still, they don't stake their claim on that level and break the rules and regulations. They will not say that, no, I am a pure devotee, that rule doesn't apply to me, you know. Don't do that. They don't do that. Haridas Thakur, born as a Muslim, and he was not allowed to enter Jagannath temple. He never said that, I am a pure devotee, I am chanting holy names all day, you guys are not chanting. On the other hand, you guys are doing so many mistakes, you pandas, I am better situated than you people, I want to go inside. He is very happy from distance, looking at the Sudarshan Chakra. My dear, he never climbed, he never staked his climb of pure devotional service. No, I am very advanced, I am more advanced than you. Sanatan Goswami, he was born in a Brahmin family, but then because of his association with the Muslim rulers, worked under them, he was considered a Shudra, outcast. And according to the rule of Jagannath temple, he is not allowed because he is as good as a Muslim. By birth he was a Hindu actually. Association, he was considered a Muslim kind of thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessing him all the way. He never climbs anything to enter into Jagannatha. On the other hand, he thinks that I should not be a disturbance in service of Lord Jagannath. He doesn't even go on the way where pandas are walking actually. He takes a long route on the sea beach, which is very hot in the hot sun. Still he says that I will tolerate this, but I can't do some activity which will be disturbance of the Supreme Personality of God. He could have said that, no, I am a better devotee. I am chanting, I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Jagannath. No, I will go. He doesn't even go, sir. Hey, Hindu is allowed. You know, I am a born Hindu. No, by birthright I should go. He abstains voluntarily. So this is actually the symptom of the pure devotees. Prahlad Maharaj is discussing the same thing. I am born in a low family. Demons. They don't accept the authority of you. I am born in that family. But still, because I was requested and you have blessed me, I will glorify. So this is the mood of a devotee taking a very humble position. In this connection, it's interesting to discuss life of one devotee. A devotee is performing his devotional service and others are perceiving him in one way, and what does the Lord perceive? That is more important. It's not between only people around. Lord is also a party in this, you know, in devotional service. There are so many parties. Lord is also an important party. What is his perception? There is one, in Sri Sampradaya, there is one Alva. He was born in a very low family. The family there, they sing for the Lord. They sing using the musical instrument, Veena, particular kind of Veena, like Narada Muni has got a Veena. These people have Veena and they sing for the Lord. Lord Ranganath in Sri Ranga. So this Veena, particular Veena is called Pan Veena, and those who sing on that is Pana. So he was born in that family, but he was a very great devotee. From his place, he is born in a place called Urayu, near Trichy, Tiruchirappalli. And he would walk all the way from his village, all the way up to Sri Rangam. But he won't enter Sri Rangam. He will stay from a distance on the banks of Kaveri. If some of you have visited Sri Rangam, there is a ghat, Amma Mandapam Karki, there is a ghat, Sri Rangam. Kaveri flows there. So you stay there, which is far away from the temple. But you can see the Raja Gopuram. You can see. Gopuram is very tall. You can see. For from there only, he will chant the glories of the Lord. It is said that his singing was more sweeter than the music of the Veena. So he will keep singing the Ranganath's glories. He won't, because his family was not allowed enter the temple. Not only he will not go closer to the temple, he won't even know, he will be far away. He, going closer itself, he considers himself a disqualified person. So like this, one day, he was singing on his Veena and glorifying Ranganath. And he was absorbed in his, you know, Ranganath consciousness, Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness. And he, when somebody is in transcendental consciousness, the material surroundings, you know, doesn't give any impact to him. That you forget about the material surroundings. You don't know what's happening around. So he was completely absorbed in singing about the glories of the Lord. And the priest of Ranganath, he came to fetch water from Kaveri. Every day they will take water from Kaveri to bathe the Lord. So this priest, Loka Sarangan, he came to fetch water, he fetched. And this Tripan Alva, he was on the way. He was on the way actually, obstructing the path of this priest. He said, hey, side up, hajja. He is in Krishna consciousness, he was not hearing. When somebody is absorbed in spiritual consciousness, your senses don't really take any data. Data processing from the senses don't happen. Internal processing happens. External processing doesn't happen. So he was in his own consciousness and he is not giving the way. He said, hey, what are you doing? You are obstructing the Lord's service. And what is this? No. Then what he did? He took a stone, brick, and threw at him.
He straight came and hit this devotee's forehead.
Suppose jatka degata, then you come to normal bodily consciousness.
When he came to his external consciousness, he could feel that blood is oozing. Obviously, if you are hit with a stone on the forehead, blood will come.
Generally, if something happens like that, we will be more concerned about what is happening to us.
But as he came to the, and he saw right in front of him, this priest is standing at the pot of Kaveri water with angry mood. Then he thought that, hey, I am obstructing the service of the Lord. Then immediately he asked for forgiveness. Oh, I am very sorry, I am very sorry, I am a crazy fellow. Pure devotees act sometimes crazily, but all crazy people are not pure devotees, by the way. So he gave way, and Sarangan, he went to the temple with the pot of water, and he came, he has brought the water to bathe Ranganath. So when he came inside the sanctum sanctorum, he saw that Lord Ranganath's forehead is bleeding. So he was completely stunned. Right? What happened? So he fainted actually. So that day, Ranganath came in the dream, Sarangan's dream, and he said that, how dare you beat my devotee? Because this Alwar, he will not enter the temple. The Lord told him, you go and carry him. He won't come on his own. Because he has taken a vow. So you go and carry him on your shoulder and bring him. I want to have darshan of him. So in this way, next day, the Sarangan went with all the priests. And Tripanan, he was doing his routine. Anyway, every day he was coming. He was again came to all the way here and he was singing. And when he saw the whole big group of people coming, he thought that he is bringing the people to beat him. He was more scared. But then, as Sarangan came closer, he paid his prostrated obeisances. When people are paying obeisance, you know that they are not going to beat you. So Sarangan said, my dear Lord, please forgive me. I am a great offender. Yesterday I did like this to you. But the Lord has ordered me to bring you. So please come with me. Please get on my shoulder. He said, wait a minute, what is this? I am a low-born person. And you are the personal servant of the Lord. What are you talking about? He said, that is not my order, Lord's order. You want to accept it, you accept it, otherwise your problem. Oh, it's Lord's order, then I have to do it. On my own, I am not interested. I am not even eligible to touch you. Forget about climbing on you. I am not even eligible to enter the temple. And how am I, going to do this? But then, he said, no, this is Lord's order. Lord wants to see you. If Lord wants to see me, what can I do? Okay. So he climbed on him. And yes, it's a long distance, so you have to carry him. This is like punishment to Sarangan. You hit him, no, go and carry him. So this devotee was brought into the sanctum sanctorum, and this is the first time he's having darshan of Ranganath, because he never entered the temple. He never ever entered the temple. So he saw the wonderful form of the Lord lying down. And he was already a great poet, so he composed ten stanzas, ten poems. How the Supreme Lord is completely pure. Amalan, Adipuran. These ten stanzas are known as Amalan, without any mala, without any dirt. So these ten stanzas, he glorifying the Lord's face and his lotus lips and his hands and his chest and his feet, lotus feet. He was just describing 10 stanzas and he actually departed from this material world. He just surrendered to the lotus feet of Ranganath and he just took shelter of the lotus feet permanently. It's the first time he entered the Sanctum Sanctorum, that's the last time also for him. So very rare. So he is considered one of the Alvas who, according to the same thing that we are discussing, that born in a low family and he never considered himself to be qualified even to come on the way of a priest, what to speak of entering the temple or anything. He never wanted to break any rule or anything, the revolution like that. So this is actually the mood of a devotee. One has to be very clear about what is the qualification, what is the disqualification. Sometimes what is qualification externally may actually be a disqualification. Looks like contradictory. Kunti Maharani says, Janmaishwarya Shuta Shridir Yatamana Matapuma Naivarha Pati Datum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Janma, same thing actually Prahlad Maharaj is talking about. Janma, Prahlad Maharaj, Janma is demoniac. Somebody is born in a very aristocratic high family. Janma, Aishwarya has got wealth. Shruta, very knowledgeable, very great scholar. Sri, beauty. All these things, they are obtained by means of previous good karma, but it could be a disqualification if they give pride in a person. Janmaishwarya Shuta Shridhi Yatamana Matha Puma. If it gives pride, I am a scholarly person, so what is there for me to do anything? I am a very rich man, what's the big thing? So, such kind of pride, even though one may possess good qualification of birth, by birth, good qualification, because that pride makes that very qualification as a disqualification. Such person who cannot come in front of the Lord and pay obeisances, what is the value of all his great turban that he has got, a mukut or anything like that? It's a burden on the head. Scripture says. So if somebody is a very scholar and he cannot appreciate the Supreme Personality, that scholarship is no value. Zero value. Minus value maybe, because it may make the person to actually get into more entanglement. So, the Lord is attracted by the akinchanas, akinchana gocharam. Akinchana means one who is completely materially exhausted. Materially, he doesn't have anything. Helpless. Krishna is the helper of the helpless. So when somebody, so that such kind of person who is materially exhausted, a materialistic person may think that he is a useless fellow. अरे इसके पास कोई पैसा नहीं, क्या है? What is he? He doesn't know how to be a very great scholar. He doesn't know how to quote slokas from scripture here and there. He doesn't know Shruti. No, he's a born, low born. He's born in some low class family. He disqualified. So, how do we look at the qualification and disqualification depends upon your perspectiveness. If one is looking at just the externally things, then you are on a material platform. But if you look at from the point of consciousness, what is the consciousness of the person, then that is actual qualification from the spiritual perspective. So somebody may be akinchana, but then if he is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then he is the most qualified. He may not have any money, but if he has Krishna, Krishna is the greatest wealth. So he is most qualified. So in this way, there are several qualifications to be considered a pure devotee of the Lord. Several qualifications are mentioned in different places in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Surrender, basic qualification.
சர்வதர்மான் பரிச்சஜ மாமேகம் சரணம் பிரஜ. இஃப் சம்படி சரண்டர்ஸ் இரஸ்பெக்டிவ் வாட் இஸ் மெட்டீரியலி இஸ் குவாலிபிகேஷன், அந்த சரண்டர் இஸ் பேசிக் பிரின்சிபல் குவாலிபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் பியூர் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ். Eagerness to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, his glory, glorification of the Supreme Lord. The eagerness to hear about the Supreme Lord's glories, that's the qualification. Whether it's a rich man or poor man, that is not the criteria. Irrespective of material qualifications, there are spiritual necessities of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Without that, you don't make progress in Krishna consciousness. Humility. Humility is considered great ornament of a devotee. In the material world, ornament means if you have a bigger gold chain, then you are, you know, you got the, you know, most valuable thing, some jewels, some moti, you know, diamond, you are wealthy. Ornament, oh, you have got a good ornament. For a devotee, humility is the best ornament. Humility is the quality, you possess certain quality, but you don't stake your claim for that quality. You say that, no, no, it's okay. You are qualified to do something, but then you say that you waive that qualification. No, no, it's, I am okay. Take care. Humbler position. Tadadapi sunichena taroreva sagushna amanina manadena kirtaneya sadahari. A person taking a humbler position is not his weakness, it is his strength. Unless you are strong, you cannot do it. Because mind will come and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, you are so great, you know, why you should climb it, yes. Mind can sway you very easily. A strong person can resist the sway of the mind. So who is stronger now? The fellow who resisted his mind's compulsion is more stronger than somebody who is swayed by the mind's compulsion every now and then. So a person taking a humbler position, it is not his weakness actually, it is his spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. You see, he's so weak. No, he's not weak. Strong. Like this, the 26 qualities of the devotees, they are there. If somebody exhibits those qualities in great extent, you should know that he is actually making advancement, he is making progress. So out of which, Prahlad Maharaj here says that, by hearing and chanting, Prahlad Maharaj, Sravanam Kirtanam, already he has said that Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. By hearing and chanting your glories, one can actually purify the heart. Not the ignorance which has forced the person to enter into the material world, one can be completely purified to go back home, back to God. So, out of the various activities in Krishna consciousness, even out of 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam and Kirtanam, they take a very important role. Srinvatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridayam Dasto Abhadrani Vidunodi Surit Sata. The Hridaya, actually the whole problem of our material existence is that the heart is filled with all dirt, all unwanted things. What is wanted is not there, what is not wanted is there. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Matsarya. These are all, if they are there, that becomes a disqualification to go back home, back to God. We are talking about qualification and disqualification. The qualification, because the heart is the seat for the Supreme Lord to come and sit. And if the Lord's seat is not clean, how is he going to come and sit? So all these, kama, krodha, mogam, madha, matsarya, these are all dirt. If they are all accumulated in the heart, Krishna can never come and sit there. That is why cheto darpanam arjanam, we are cleansing the, what is that cleansing we are doing? We are cleansing the consciousness. cleansing the heart, cleansing the consciousness. If this consciousness can be cleansed, if that heart can be clean, then the Supreme Lord will come and say, and that cleanliness of the heart is the qualification to go back home, back to God. As long as some remnants of this dirt is there, no question of going back to God. We can do devotional service, of course everybody can do it, but it all depends upon how we use this opportunity to cleanse our consciousness. We may be doing our devotional service and not worried about cleansing the consciousness and worried about everything else also. It's possible. We may be doing devotional service and we may not be worried about cleansing the consciousness and worried about everything else. I won't mention what it is. It's better than suffering outside, but not the best. Obviously, it's better than suffering outside. But if one's goal is to go back home, back to Godhead, if he's serious enough to go back home, back to Godhead in this life, disqualification to have dirt within the heart. So one's most important, you know, priority, highest priority in devotional service, how to cleanse the heart so that I qualify myself to go back home, back to God. I qualify my heart to be a suitable place for the Supreme Lord to place His feet. Here, Narasingha Dev placed the hand on Prahlada Maharaja, completely purified. Even if there is some shortcomings, your inability to do certain things, all the shortcomings, even if it is there, the Supreme Lord decides, yes, this is a sincere fellow, I will bless him. Even those remnants will be washed away. Qualifying oneself for that. That is the most important program one should be engaged in. But the devotional service is so good that even the so-called disqualifications, they evaporate in no time if one sincerely engages in devotional service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. The devotional service is costless. If one is sincerely and seriously engaged, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, under the guidance of the spiritual master, under the guidance of the pure devotee, when a person is engaged in devotional service, whatever he doesn't possess, so-called Jnana, Vairagya, etc., 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 costlessly will manifest. Tolerance is not there. By simply engaging devotion, so the quality will come. 26 qualities, what to speak of 26? I don't even have one quality. 26 kapital pahunchega. Qualification is not there. Simply by rendering devotional service, those qualities actually manifest causelessly. Sincerely and seriously engaged in devotional service is the criteria. When that happens, all other things happen automatically. So by means of such devotional service, when one purifies his heart, then one can understand Krishna as he is. Prabhupada quotes in the purport, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavam yaschansmi tatvatah. I can be only known through pure devotional service. Sometimes one may be doing a devotional service, sadhana bhakti, but you may not know fully him. Then you cannot go back home, back to God. And those who are doing devotional service, regulated devotional service, sometimes they may not even understand who is the pure devotee and he may even commit an offense. But then, one should understand that as a person makes advancement more and more, his vision increases broader and broader and broader. Narrower and narrower, narrower, only this much I know. This is right and that's what I know, nothing else I know. It will take a long time. If you are sincere, slowly, slowly it can happen. But a person advances more, his vision becomes like Krishna's vision. A person who has purified his consciousness is same as Krishna's consciousness. So the way Krishna sees, he also sees. The way Krishna sees the devotee, he also sees. The program, how to expand our consciousness, how to broaden our vision. And once that happened, then that pure devotee, the more and more his vision becomes broader, the more and more humble he becomes. And more he wants to adhere to the so-called social rules and regulation of a neophyte devotee. Now, when he comes to the temple, neophyte devotee is telling him this is the rule, and he says, yes sir.
Jagannath temple, so many pandas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go and tell them, no, thoda change karna hai. Change karne ke liye baat karega to bahar bana padega. It is not that pandas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally himself was there. He was not worried about whether this panda is making mistake or that, but the panda is telling, this is a rule here. No, yes sir. Not coming inside, yes sir. Ramanujacharya came and he said, no. Tumlo gadbad kar rahe. I want to teach you Pancharatri Kaviri. Jagannath, Jagat ka Nath hai. Thoda kuch tick karna padega aapko. Then, what happened? Jagannath unko tick kar diya. Nahi, ye tick hai. Mere ko ye chahiye. At the end of the day, what Krishna wants is more important than what we want. If Krishna wants in certain way things to happen, we don't have to become over smart. The material tendency is that we want to show our smartness. So, a pure devotee, he may be very advanced, directly no relating to Supreme Lord. But when he deals with the neophyte devotee, he doesn't challenge his authority. He says that, okay, you have got the rule, like it, I will follow that rule. No problem. So in that way, here, Prahlad Maharaj, for whom the Supreme Lord has come, and he has taken a very special form which he has not done before any time. And he says, no, I am born in a very low family. Still, because of your blessings, I will try to glorify you. And that is actually the greatest qualification. So in this way, when one actually engages in devotional service, sincerely and seriously, irrespective of whatever is his disqualification, so-called disqualification, materially, socially, etc., they all can be cleansed. One gets cleansed of all the disqualification and become most qualified to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna is looking forward for that. We'll stop here. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My question is like, we discussed in today's class that a person gets birth according to his karma in his past life. A person gets birth according to his karma in his past life, and also accordingly he gets association of his family members and other relatives also. So my question is that what is the situation in case of pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj or the disciples of Srila Prabhupada or the Western disciples? So what happens in that case?
There is general rule, there is exception. So exception cannot be generalized. So in the normal case, yes, karmana, this is a law of the nature, law of nature, which is applicable to everyone, is that karmana daiva netrena jantur dehopapattaya. Kapila Muni says to Devahuti, karma and daiva netra is the criteria for being placed in a particular family, particular situation, etc. In the case of pure devotees, there will be sometimes exceptions where the Lord wants things to happen in a certain way to demonstrate to the other people that this is the way things can happen also. So those cases we cannot generalize for common man. As far as devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada are concerned, Prabhupada created the good fortune for them. Some devotees came to Prabhupada and said, that, Prabhupada, we are very fortunate to have you as our spiritual master. I created good fortune for you, not you had. It's not that, oh, this person is qualified to take shelter of the pure devotee, you know. There is nothing you come with like that. Pure devotees can create. Some may be qualified also, some are placed like that. How do we distinguish? We cannot distinguish with our material vision. We have no facility. Oh, this person actually is sent by Krishna, and this person, you know, Prabhupada gave him blessing. Who are we to decide? We don't know. We cannot see. Our vision is this much. We are going to decide broader vision, not possible. So in that way, certainly, it could be a combination of few things. It's not only one. Some people must have, Prabhupada must have brought with him some people also, but they are placed in different families. And then when time comes, they come and help Prabhupada. Some may just happen to see Prabhupada and got blessed by Prabhupada. It could be both. It could be both.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for this wonderful class. You have given the wonderful example of that sarang. The alwar was singing and then Lord wanted to see him. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says that don't try to see the Lord. Do in such a way, perform the devotional service that Lord want to see you. So that was a wonderful example. My question is, Prabhuji, that how is that it is admitted fact that living entities always take the birth as well as his previous activities. Somebody take birth in the aristocratic family and very good qualification, having the good high birth. It means earlier he has done the past activities. Then how come that the same soul after taking the birth in that aristocratic family, he should naturally incline to progress towards that spirituality, to do the good things. But we have seen that normally such people who take the birth in the aristocratic family, they are inclined toward the again doing the sinful activities. So naturally he should go towards the spirituality. So what is that?
Aristocracy is one thing, devotional credits are another thing. You are talking about material aristocracy or a devotee who is aristocratic? Two things. Okay, let us discuss both. Material aristocracy means, you know, he is just a rich man. What happens is that richness gives pride in him. I am rich. He thinks that those who are not rich, they should go to God and beg richness. You know, God, my dear Lord, please, you know, I don't have money, please give me money. He thinks that going to God means to beg. Obviously, you can beg, not money, but you can beg for devotional service, you can beg for service. But he becomes proud. Because of that pride, then he does not appreciate the words of the Acharya, the words of the Supreme Lord. They don't enter here. Don't enter. No, I am rich, I am very beautiful, I am this, I am that. How many rich men are Krishna conscious in Bombay? More rich they are, they don't bother to come to the Radha Rasbihari Mandir and have the darshan of Radha Rasbihari. They may be just neighbors. This is madness due to richness. There are cases. If you want, we can make a list. It's a long list anyway. That is material. Suppose a devotee, he desired wealth. Main chanting kar raha hu, fir bhi thoda kuch achcha chahiye mere ko. His aim is, he is chanting, but he wants to be, kya hai sabka paas paisa, mera paas bhi kuch hona chahiye na, so that I can engage in service of Krishna. At least. Whether he engages or not, that's another thing. Such devotees, if they are to take birth again, Krishna has said, theek hai, tumko paisa chahiye na, theek hai, jalo. Rich man's house you are born, but you have done devotional service. Your devotional credit is never lost. But it gives an opportunity for you for the time being to enjoy a little bit. But one day or the other, you will come back to devotional service. It's a matter of time. How you will come, when you will come, depends upon the mercy of the devotee. When they will come and bless you, at the time it will cross. Your devotional service seed is there. It's a question of when it will sprout. That sprout will happen when a right opportunity comes. A devotee may come and bless him, and then, you know, he will again take the process of Krishna consciousness. So like that, there are many devotees in the beginning, they were engaged in different kinds of activity. When they came in touch with Krishna consciousness, like this, immediately. You will find some people, they also come along with them, and nothing goes inside. Ah, theek hai, mandir jayenge, ek jaba karenge, bas, baaki sab hamara kaam karna hai. Aisa bhi log hai. Somebody becomes faster a devotee, somebody doesn't become fast. Right? So, it all depends upon where you left. If you have left at a very highly advanced stage, 50%, 60%, 70%, you will catch like this. If you have left at 0.5%, thoda time lagega. The wood, you know, wood, if it is dry, it catches fire fast. If the wood is wet, it takes time, right? So, different people, they take to Krishna consciousness at a different speed depending upon where they left. So, the problem with the wealth or anything else, any other material qualification is that it tries to divert the person's attention in Krishna consciousness. Maya is powerful, by the way. So because there is a risk involved, the devotee says, nahi thora dur rehna hai mere se. Risk involved. You can try it out, nobody is going to stop you, but there is a risk. The material so-called qualifications can actually divert a person from actual path of Krishna consciousness. It's possible. So one who is serious candidate to go back to Godhead, he doesn't take any risk. That is the way.
Very good.
Amare liye bhi question hai aapke paas?
Hare Krishna Bhauji, bishesh kare dekha rahe hain bhakta log jo bhakta hai jaise Prahlad Maharaj aur Hiranyakashipu aur jo Ravan aur Vibhishan, is rakshas kul mein kyun janma lete?
भगवान चाहता था,
यानी भगवान चाहते थे जो हमको, तो भगवान चाहेगा जो तुम जो ऊंचो कोटि में जन्म लो, ऐसा का थोड़ी हो सकता है, कर्मों का अनुसार होता है ना।
उन लोग
आप तो पहले बोले कर्मों का अनुसार जो जन्म मिलता है,
तो हो गया ना। जो चतुर कुमार उनको साफ दिया, उनको तो लेना ही है, कैसा लेना है, किधर लेना है। भगवान बोला ठीक है, मेरे को भी कुछ आना है नीचे, थोड़ा एक्सरसाइज करना है, प्रैक्टिस करना है। तो उनको वो जन्म दे दिया, ठीक है असुर बन जाओ। तो असुर के साथ ही झगड़ा कर सकते हैं ना, डिवोटी के साथ भगवान झगड़ा नहीं कर सकते हैं। कभी कभी भगवान का कुछ नहीं लगता है झगड़ा करने के लिए, किसका साथ करेगा? उधर तो नहीं कर सकते हैं, भक्त का साथ नहीं कर सकते हैं, असुर के साथ करना पड़ेगा। तो असुर बन गया ये लोग,
ये ठीक है। प्रहलाद महाराज क्यों जन्म लिया फिर?
पहले
प्रहलाद महाराज फिर क्यों जन्म लिया?
प्रहलाद कैसा भक्त बना वो पूछो पहला। सबके लिए पीछे हिस्ट्री है। अदर पुराण, दूसरा पुराण में बताया गया है, उनका भी थोड़ा अफंस हो गया था पिछले जन्म में। जो भगवान का मूर्ति था उसका ऊपर मेटीरियल एक्टिविटी का अफंस कर दिया, तो इसके लिए उनको अश्रु योनि में जाना पड़ा। तो अश्रु योनि में जाने का तरीका होने के बाद भी वो सिर भक्त बन गया नारद मुनि का एसोसिएशन का वजह से। ये सबके लिए कुछ ना कारण है, बिना कारण से कुछ होता नहीं है, बिना कारण से कुछ भी होता नहीं है, सबके लिए कुछ कारण है। वो क्या कारण है हमको पता करना पड़ेगा। एट द एंड ऑफ द डे भगवान का जो इच्छा है वो ही होएगा, हमारा इच्छा है उसको साइड में रखना पड़ेगा।
अच्छा, अभी जो सो भक्त आते मंदिर में, इसका सब कुछ
अभी
कारण
है? आज का मंदिर का भक्त का बात नहीं हुआ, उसका इसका सीधा जोड़ना मत। जो अभी प्रहलाद महाराज से हरिदास प्रभु को जोड़ेगा तो गड़बड़ हो जाएगा। वो प्रभु भगवान का लीला में अभी आ जाओ, अभी अलग बात करने का, अभी आ जाओ, ठीक है। उसका साथ संबंध नहीं करना। अभी बोलो क्या बोलने गए हमारा भक्त लोग के बारे में?
नहीं, अभी जो सब भक्त आते
चाहते हैं कौन हिरण्यकशिपु है, कौन प्रहलाद है करके।
नहीं नहीं नहीं, मैं ये सोचा नहीं, अभी जो बाहर जो भक्त आते मंदिर में आते रहने के लिए आते,
बाहर से
वो बाहर से जो आते मंदिर में रहते, जो डिबोट जी रहते भक्त लोग, अच्छा इसका क्या कारण है?
कारण,
हाँ इसके तो पीछे कोई कारण है ना।
आप इधर आने के लिए क्या कारण मेरे को मालूम नहीं है। जनरली कारण यही है, किसी ना किसी का वजह से हम भक्ति में थोड़ा कुछ कनेक्शन मिला किसी का थ्रू से, कोई किधर जाके प्रसाद मिला, कोई भक्त आके हमको भगवद गीता दिया, तो हमारा इंटरेस्ट बढ़ गया। हमको ये जीवन में भगवान के लिए कुछ करना ही है, ऐसा थोड़ा प्रेरणा आ गया, तो लोग आता है मंदिर में भगवान को सेवा करने के लिए। कोई कोई लोग भी आता होगा दूसरा कुछ कारण के लिए, बट वो कारण सब थोड़ा साइड में रखना पड़ेगा। जो हम जैसा आया इधर को, किसके लिए आया लोग, किसके लिए आया आप, किसके लिए आया इधर, कैसा आया आप, क्या करने के लिए आया मंदिर में? पैसा कमाने के लिए आया? हम अमेरिका जाने के लिए आया? कब तक सुनने आया? देखो कांग्रेगेशन डिवोटी किसके लिए आया? अच्छा प्रसाद मिलता करके आया? प्रसाद नहीं मिलता घर में, मिलता है ना, किसी का घर में मिलता भी नहीं होगा, ठीक है फिर भी आ जाओ, भक्ति करो पहला, बाद में प्रसाद मिलेगा। किसके लिए आता है? अपने को भक्ति में आगे बढ़ाने के लिए। ये जनरल रूल है, कोई कोई छुपा के दूसरा माइंड में रखा है दूसरा कारण के लिए वो भी आ सकता है, फिर भी ठीक है। चिन्वताम सकता कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन है हृदयंदस्तो अभद्राणी, अभद्रा का साथ भी आएगा वो भी प्यूरिफाई हो जाएगा। तो किसी का कारण से आया भगवान का भक्ति करने के लिए एंकरेज करना है। ज्यादा नाटक करेगा तो ठीक कराना पड़ेगा, वो अलग बात है, वो मैनेजमेंट में आ जाएगा। इसका मतलब नहीं है हम कुछ भी करेंगे, क्या है मेरे को रूल नहीं है रेगुलेशन नहीं है, मैं जो चाहता हूं वो करेगा, वो नहीं चलेगा। संस्था चलाने के लिए रूल्स और रेगुलेशन को इम्प्लीमेंट करना पड़ता है। आपको ऐसे ही राधांग करने गए ब्रज भूमि का दरवाजा खुला है, कोई दरवाजा है ही नहीं उधर। किसी को भी ऐसा ही करना है सीधा जाने का किधर ब्रज भूमि, ऐसा स्पॉन्टेनियस हो जाएगा। इधर रहने का है रूल्स एंड नियमम, नियम पालन करना पड़ेगा। कोई बोलेगा चार बजे उठो, मैं क्यों उठेगा, आई एम राधान का भक्ता, वेन एवर आई वॉन्ट आई यू गेट अप। खुल्ला है ब्रज भूमि, इधर खुल्ला नहीं है। तो भक्त लोग इधर आया है भक्ति करने के लिए, भक्ति मार्ग में आगे बढ़ने के लिए, ये रियल कारण होना चाहिए। दूसरा कारण होता है हमारा विचार को बदलना बहुत जरूरी है, क्योंकि आपका सामने इतना अच्छा अपॉर्चुनिटी मिलेगा, वो अपॉर्चुनिटी का आप वेस्ट करेगा क्या फायदा, फायदा नहीं। एकदम नजदीक में आएगा किसी कोई बहुत अच्छा वस्तु लेने के लिए, एकदम बाजी मार करके टर्न मार के चला जाएगा, क्या फायदा होगा। आप नजदीक में जो आया है ये बहुत बढ़िया वस्तु है, ये किधर भी नहीं मिलेगा आपको दुनिया में। ये वस्तु को और नजदीक में जाके कैसा पकड़ना है वो सोचना चाहिए। दूसरा कोई कुछ कर रहा है टेंशन नहीं है, आप हम क्या कर रहे हैं वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है। तो मंदिर में रहने का ये हॉस्पिटल है, प्रभुपाद बोले हॉस्पिटल है, जो बीमार वाला को ठीक करने का हॉस्पिटल में जाता है ना, ये स्पिरिचुअल हॉस्पिटल है। तो हम लोग मेटीरियल दुनिया में बीमारी में है, हमको ठीक करके स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड बाहर स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड भेजना, ये है दिस इज द एम्बेसी ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड। सो हियर यू गेट द अथॉरिटी वीजा, अमेरिका वीजा, यू कैन गो टू अमेरिका, लाइक दैट इज स्पिरिचुअल वीजा अपॉर्चुनिटी। मंदिर टेम्पल इज अ प्लेस वेर यू कैन टेक द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ मेकिंग प्रोग्रेस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, नॉट फॉर एनीथिंग एल्स। टेम्पल में तो बहुत कुछ मिलता है, पैसा मिलेगा, ये मिलेगा, वो मिलेगा, वो बाहर भी मिलता है ना, क्यों इधर आया। इधर तक पहुंच जाने के बाद बाहर का जो मिलता है वही उसका पीछे लालच लगेगा, क्या फायदा हो गया। ही इज जस्ट मिसिंग ए गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड फॉलिंग इन टू द डिच विच इज एनी वे आउटसाइड। सो वन शुड बी ऑल द टाइम थिंकिंग अबाउट हाउ कैन आई यूज द गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ यूजिंग द फेसिलिटीज हियर टू गो बैक होम, बैक टू हाउ टू, हाउ कैन आई क्लेंस माय हार्ट, हाउ कैन आई प्यूरिफाई माय नो ऑल शॉर्ट कमिंग, दैट शुड बी वंस thinking all the time, then Krishna will always bless you. He will always get an opportunity. Krishna always gives more than what you deserve. He is not a miser. He is not a miser. They give less than what you deserve. Yeah, generous person gives more than what you deserve. Krishna is generous. He is not a miser. He will give you definitely. You have to have patience and do things that will qualify you to get the kingdom of God. Possible in this lifetime. Yes.
Prabhuji, thank you for the class. Prabhuji, you are explaining about this Alvar first time. Thank you for that. Prabhuji, I want to understand how we can apply practically this Alvar story in our life, especially like in this case of this Alvar, he was in, like as you were explaining, he was internally absorbed, but there was a misunderstanding from the point of view of priest. So what if say this was the first instance when the priest came and he hit the stone, what if someone misunderstands us again and again? Because what if, say, I'm just taking a case study, what if, like, here in this case of this Alvar, the Lord had responded in the first instant itself. But what if, again and again, if someone does this activity, would he not clarified, or would we not, you know, go and clarified, communicate that, you know, what is our desire. As you said that, you know, he didn't started to justify that, okay, you know, I am internally absorbed, because that is how a devotee it is. A pure devotee never justifies that, okay, fine, you know, this is how and all. But what if someone misunderstands us again and again?
Pure devotee is one thing, and when you said how we do it ourselves, our situation, we have to decide where we stand. A pure devotee, he will be more cautious not to do the same thing. He is not going to come on the way again. He will make sure that he is not coming on the way. Like Sanatan Goswami, he was not absorbed and coming on the way. Cautiously he was away. That time he was in ecstasy, so he actually made a mistake. It's not he going to make the mistake again and again. Right? In our case, whether we are making mistake in our pure consciousness or not, we have to see. If we are in such an ecstatic feeling and then we are making a mistake, that's a very different thing. But I don't know how many of us can be in that platform. So we should try not to make mistake. Even the pure devotee, when he is trying not to make mistake, what to speak of us? A pure devotee, he tries not to make the mistake again. So in the way, for us, what is applicable is, as much as possible we should follow the rules, and as much as possible we should adhere to whatever the norms, and take a humble position without making any tall climb of our own advancement in Krishna consciousness. This is a lesson we should take. How to be humble in spite of making progress in Krishna consciousness. That is what one should learn from this. He himself did not climb, but others, the others also did not bestow him there. When injustice kind of thing is there, then Lord comes into picture. When Lord comes and says, yes, I want it like that, nobody can contest that. There are so many cases, this is not the only case. Many times the Lord intervenes. He says, no, this is the way. Then priest has to change his way of thinking. It's not that, no, it was only a narrow path and he obstructed him. The priest himself could have taken another route also, not a big deal actually. It's an open field. Even now it is open. I think that, you know, at least 1,000 years back it would have been more open. It was not so crowded. There was no so many vehicles. There is plenty of space. The priest himself could have gone another way, right? So it's all how you look at it. But he didn't say that there is so much way. Why you didn't go like that? Oh, I am not obstructing you. There is so much way to go. Okay, I made a mistake. I take the responsibility. So if unintentionally somebody finds a fault in us, we can, yes, okay, I am wrong, okay, what next? That will make things favorable for the devotee for his advancement in Krishna consciousness. That doesn't mean that opposite party can be very unjustified and start making injustice. See, trying to apply the Krishna conscious principles in the administration will be a little difficult. It cannot be just one-to-one. Administration is on the platform of material way of managing things. So you cannot apply immediately a very advanced level of example in the day-to-day management and try to justify. So, management means rules, regulation, one has to follow, you follow. It doesn't mean that there somebody can take advantage and try to cause injustice. Say, no, no, I can't do it, no, I am... Then you are in trouble. Lord is watching also anyway. It's not that you can just get away with it. You cannot do anything wrong and get away with it. Forget it. Sorry. You think that the Lord has nothing to do in your dealings? He is only waiting. When the things become intolerable, then he will take action. He doesn't take action so fast. Allows it for some time. Sudharega karke sochke. Nahi sudharega na? Then he will take action. When he takes action, it will be very strong. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Tai Gaura Premanande.